It's Renee here. I am obsessed with everything mindset, growth, and personal development. This show is all about how to work on yourself and shift your perspective so you can unleash the badass woman in you and live your best life. If you feel that you're meant for more and you're ready to learn, you're at the right spot. Let's do this.
Hey, babes, welcome back to It's Renee Podcast. I'm so excited to have you here, and I'm super excited because we have an amazing guest today. We have Jenna with us. Jenna is a regional vice president with Arbonne. She's building a massive business with three kids. And what I love and admire most about her is the fact that she did not have an easy upbringing, but she decided to go for it. She decided to thrive and build her empire and dream life. And she didn't care what people said. And she is probably one of, if not the most positive person I ever talk to on a weekly basis. Every time we talk, she has something positive to say. She always finds like the light in whatever dark situation there's out there. And I love that fact about her. And something else that really inspires me is the fact that she was also a chartered professional accountant and decided to let go of that prestigious career and title so she can pursue a life of freedom and be with her family. I love that. Jenna, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here.
Oh my God, thank you. That was such an introduction. I'm so excited. And isn't it crazy that we actually met doing our program? I kind of forgot about that.
No, I know. This is crazy. Like, yeah, I actually forgot about that. Thanks
like
for
10 years ago. I think eight years ago. Crazy.
Yes. So we connected through that program, and then we obviously lost sight of each other for a few years, busy with life and working the corporate life, and then eventually reconnected, I think through Instagram or
yep, through social Arbonne, media.
Because I'm doing Arbonne, you're doing Arbonne, yep. And I was just very inspired by what you were doing and how massive of a business that you're building with obviously having a family and raising a family. And to look at you go now that I'm actually pregnant, it's very inspiring. And I'm like, wow, like this is, she is goal. It's crazy what you do. I love it.
Yeah. It's definitely a whole other world when you, when you're pregnant and then when you become a mom and they come into this world.
Exactly. I always like to go kind of back in time with my guests and hear about their past and kind of how they were raised, how was their upbringing, and how it either helped shape who they are today or how it, I guess it would help in either case, whether it was positive or negative, depending on what you decide to do with it. And you obviously chose to embrace everything that happened in your life and make the best out of it, which I really admire. So if you're willing to share a little bit about your past and kind of how you decided to approach life after all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. As you know, I'm pretty much an open book. Yes. I'll try to tell as much as I can without talking forever. But yeah, you're completely right. You set a good point there where we do get to decide kind of what our life is going to look like. Obviously depending on what cards were dealt and on our past and how we're raised and our childhood. And as you know, and as I'll share with you guys today listening to the podcast, it wasn't easy. I was raised in a pretty poor family. My parents didn't have a lot of money. I was mainly raised by my mom for most of my childhood. My parents separated. I feel like I was like four, like I have like brief memories of it. I was quite young. And from kind of growing up, what I could mainly remember is more alcohol, drugs, like my mom partying a lot, like older men being around, and my sister and I, who's 2 years older than me, but she had failed a grade like very young. So we were always like close together in age, I guess, or like in a friends group. Mm-hmm. And we were just basically put aside most evenings, like especially on the weekends, so that, you know, my mom could party and all that. And this is when we were like, you know, 8 years old, like 10 years old, like still very, very young. So that wasn't easy. Like there wasn't many family fun trips, outings, anything like that. My mom, she was a smoker. My sister and I were like super against it growing up. We were actually really, really close, and we really just wanted like a normal life. Like I know everybody has like stuff going on behind the scene, and you think like, oh, that family is perfect. And then down the road, like, oh, the parents divorce and it's so dramatic. But for us, like we were so young and naive, we just wanted, you know, a normal life where you did stuff as a family and you did do like movie nights on Friday nights, or just a place where like my sister and I could invite friends and not be worried like, okay, like, is my mom going to drink too much, or is she going to go in her room and smoke weed, and then the house would smell like weed, and like all of these things that you really shouldn't worry as a kid. But that was pretty much like my whole childhood. And when I got like a little bit older, like in grade 7, grade 8, when I was old enough to know like this is not good, like I knew that my friends had a better life. And I was very smart. Like, as you know, we both graduated high school, did our CPA title. So I was smart. Like I got really good grades when I was in middle school. I loved sports, but it was like very hard to keep that up in that environment with my mom. My sister, she was at that time, she was like 14, 15 when I was like 12, 13. And she was super consumed into the alcohol and the drinking and started stealing. And that's when I was like, okay, like, I know I'm only in grade 7, grade 8, but I just want a better environment for myself. So I moved in with my dad. He lives and still lives to this day in this like little 2-bedroom apartment. And I thought, well, I'll have my own bedroom. I'll have my own room. Like it'll be quiet. I can do my homeworks, all of that stuff. So I did. I asked him and he was okay with that. So I moved in with my dad. I was 12 years old and it was great. I started high school. I had my first job at Tim Hortons serving coffee. I had good grades in high school. I was in soccer, played volleyball, like really just thriving with my dad in this little 2-bedroom apartment. My mom and my other sister on the other side were just doing their thing, drinking alcohol, drugs consumed. My sister didn't even finish grade 9. It was just a mess, but I just kind of kept my distance. So in grade 10, my sister got pregnant. My older sister got pregnant. And that's when, I guess, like, long story short, she accused my father of abusing her and raping her and basically gotten her pregnant. And that was obviously like a very dramatic time in my life. You know, I'm a teenager. I'm trying to just navigate teenage life,
yeah.
Working, like just being in sport, good grades, but also just finding myself and all of that drama life. So obviously when that all came out, I had to move out of my dad's apartment because the cops were called, the school was involved, and I'm from a very small town, So this spreaded really, really fast, this rumor at the time. But I also thought, who in their right mind accuses their father of such a thing if it's not actually true? And you know, the rest of my family believed my sister, so it kind of like forced me into believing her for like a few months. And then, so this was in October, and then by Christmas time I did get to see my dad like for a couple hours, and court dates came around, and she was, you know, she had to take the stand and all of these abused, like she had to basically, you know, go for it. And she wouldn't, like, she didn't show up for court. She just didn't follow through. And then it was like, okay, like, what is happening, right? Like, you are not showing up for your court dates. Like, you've pressed these charges. Like, is it even true? She was still very much pregnant. And yeah, she finally admitted after, like, I think 6 to 8 months that it was all a lie. She wanted an abortion. She wanted a free abortion. She was so consumed in drugs, alcohol, stealing, that, yeah, she thought this was, I guess, a good solution. So I guess where I'm getting at with that is that, you know, like you said at the start, like we all get to decide kind of what we're going to do with our life. And it would have been so easy for me as a 12-year-old to stay in that environment, to start drinking, to start doing drugs and to follow those kind of footsteps. But I decided like, no, I want more and there's got to be more out there. And that's kind of what I did. I know maybe not everyone has that opportunity, but we all have a voice to say like, this is not normal, right? Like there's got to be more. And obviously my sister, like she doesn't have the life that I have. Like you gave me a pretty good introduction at the start. But you know, I didn't let that impact me. Like I didn't consume myself in drugs and alcohol after all of this happened. My world was, you know, turned upside down. I had to change high school. I had to move in back with my mom, which wasn't the greatest scenario. I just basically described her to you guys. And kind of just, you know, thankfully I stayed in touch with most of my friends, but it still impacted my whole teenage high school years. But nonetheless, I kept having good grades. I just poured into sports. So I kept playing sports and kept working to basically support myself and continued, went to university after, graduated in accounting. And then as we mentioned at the start of the podcast, I continued to get my chartered professional accountant designation. After. And now I live a wonderful life with my husband, my two kids plus bonus son.
Yes.
And as Renee said, yeah, like it's just been great. I resigned from my corporate typical 8-to-5 job. I literally live just my dream life right now. So yeah, you totally, like your past doesn't define you. Like in a way it does define you, but it just doesn't define what your future has to look like. Like even if you're listening to this today and like you're not where you want to be like in this moment, like you can wake up tomorrow and make decisions to bring you closer. And I think that's what we like forget. Like everybody's dealt shitty cards. Like people have it even harder than I did growing up and can still come out on the other side. Right.
I agree. And I think it's all a matter of your mind. Like what it's all happening up there and kind of it's you're in control. You're deciding how you want this to go. And you made that conscious decision at a very young age. To like get better and to have better and to work for more and have a better life, because what you were seeing was not what God had planned for you, and you were like, no, like this isn't it, like I'm doing something different. And I can't imagine like how you could have easily got into that same dark hole, like especially after having to move back to your mom. But again and again, like you kept being resilient and you made that decision and commitment to keep going and to keep working and to achieve all of that. So it's, I'm getting like, I have chills right now because it's super, like it's super inspiring. And if, like you said, if anyone's listening that, you know, something happened to them in their past and it's impacting how they feel today, like it doesn't have to dictate how your next year is going to look like, how the rest of your life is going to look like. So super powerful. Thank you so much for sharing.
No, of course. Yeah. I think part of it is just like having such a strong like vision. Like for me, I still remember when I was 12 years old wanting a better life. Like I could clearly see what I wanted. Like I wanted my parents to get back together. I wanted that family bonding. I wanted that just that nice life. Right. So I knew, and that was always forefront for me, that if it wasn't going to happen with my family, that you bet damn right that it was the future, right? That I was going to do everything in my power to get married, to have kids, to build a life like with them that I never had as a kid. Like I never, through all of those years and everything I've been through, like that always was my vision and what I like, I never let that kind of go out of my sight. Like I so believe in a strong vision and like everything in life.
Absolutely. And I think you like what I'm hearing is that you, instead of being a victim, you decided to be a, how do you say it? A victor.
Sure. That sounds good.
I think that's how you say it. But you really decided to, you know, take your life like in your hands and get in control and really decide how you wanted it to go. And I think that's super like impressive. Something else I wanted to touch on is your accounting career. So how was that jump for you? Because I've been in your shoes. I slowly made a transition where I'm no longer working in accounting. I'm more in like in kind of a leadership role right now. And just doing that has been really great for me. But it's crazy because at one point in time, getting my CPA was my ultimate goal. Like I remember like, you know, and I still feel very proud to have that certificate. But now it's like my vision changed so much and things I wanted out of life changed so much. Like it's crazy. And you've made that complete jump where no longer in the corporate world, going on my own, doing this 100%. Like, how was this for you?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think, okay, I'll go back in time. I think we're just so engraved in our brain when we're in high school that like you pick your career, you go to university, that's what you're going to be for the rest of your life. And it's just like, it is what it is, right? Like, so I'm the same as you. Like I thought getting my CPA title was like such a big deal and it was like amazing. And like, that was it for me. Like, that was great. Like I had done even more than probably anyone would have expected me to even do knowing my upbringing. Right. So I thought that was it. Like I thought, great. I am an accountant for the rest of my life. Like I'm getting up on Monday and I'm doing the 8 to 5 and I tried different things. Like I started in the big four firms. Like I started in auditing and I thought that was it. I thought I was in love. Like that was my dream job. You do the do, you wait for Friday. Oh my God, it's Monday again. You do. And you just think it must feel like this for everyone waking up on Mondays and waiting for Friday, right? Like this is life. And I did it. And then I tried the corporate world and a smaller firm. And I thought the corporate world was amazing. Oh my God, this is so much better than the auditing world. Like this must be it. Like I don't mind waking up on Monday, but let me tell you, I'm counting down to Friday. There's not enough vacation. Right. I want more weeks of vacation. Like I want every Friday off. Yeah. And then you just, again, you do the do, right? You think, wow, I built this amazing career. Like I went up the corporate ladder pretty fast. I had this amazing salary that I never thought I would even have at not even 30 years old, right? Like just all these things like, wow, I'm building this dream life. Who would have thought? And then I got pregnant. And I love the Arbonne products. I was already using them as a client nutrition, but let me tell you, I was not a salesperson. I did waitress back in high school and in university, and I hated even doing the little upsell of like, oh, instead of your coffee, do you want a coffee latte? Like I hated it, right? Like do you want onions and mushrooms in your potatoes? Like I hated sales. Like I hated it even in the corporate world. I did the accounting. So I worked hands-on with all the salespeople and I was like, you could not double my salary for me to work in sales. Like not happening ever. Right. And here I am doing this full time. But honestly, like I just, once you experience freedom and flexibility. And for me, that was when I was on maternity leave. Like I just, for the first time in my entire life, I got to design my days with my baby, with whatever I wanted to do. And once you experience that, I mean, for people, it goes both ways. They're ready to go absolutely crazy. And they're like, get me back to work ASAP. But for me, I really filled my maternity leaves with uplifting things. Like the Arbonne community, the people that I met, just everything that comes with this industry literally filled my cup every single day. Even though being a mom was really hard, like I did not dread my days. I literally look forward to like my days with my baby and also, you know, growing this amazing business. It wasn't the plan. Like that wasn't the plan. It kind of all happened. And like, I will forever be grateful that I said yes to network marketing because I was such a skeptical. And when I did resign from my corporate job back in, you know, last year, everything wasn't aligning perfectly. Like everything wasn't like clear as clear can be, black and white. Like, okay, it makes sense on paper. It makes sense. Like now is the time to pull the plug and, you know, quit my corporate job. It didn't. And I listened to a podcast right before I made that decision that basically said, like, you're never going to be prepared. You're never going to be ready. And I'm sure you can relate to that in just maybe doing this podcast. You probably 100%. Were like, I'm just going to do it. I'm not ready. I'm not prepared. I'm just going to jump in. And that's what I did. Like I bawled my eyes off. I went to my husband and I said, I think today's the day. I don't know what to tell you. I don't want to work. I don't want to get on that laptop. It's not filling my cup. It's draining me. And I'm not about draining my cup anymore. I'm all about filling it. And that's the day I called HR and I said, I can't do this anymore. I resign. And I just did it without a plan. I did it without a plan, but I knew that I had a vision. I had a clear like vision of where I wanted to go and everything that wasn't aligning perfectly, I would figure out. And we have been like, we're making it work, right? We're navigating the highs and the lows. And I'm not a risky person. It's so weird. Like, I don't even want to invest my money. Like, I'm very like, no, I like
the same.
I like, like, well, we're accounts, right? Like we budget. Yeah. Like, I like to know what's coming in. I like to know what's going out. I'm very like, I don't like to take risk. I really like just being comfortable. And if you're in network marketing, you know that it's nothing is comfortable about network marketing. It is very much uncomfortable, unknown, but also the most rewarding thing ever, being able to design your days. Like, guys, tomorrow I'm going for my nails and then I'm going for a lunch and then I'm going for a laser appointment and then I'm going to come home, maybe go in my hot tub and then I'm going to get my kids. Like, that's literally my life.
Oh my God. It's a dream. It's a dream. And I like what you said. Like, you know, you just, it wasn't the perfect timing. Things were not all aligning. It wasn't, you know, you didn't have like a clear plan, but you just did it anyways. Cause I feel like you knew that if your cup was being filled instead of being drained every day, it would be a lot easier for you to thrive in your business and attract the clients and attract the team. Like that's how it works. Like when you're high vibe and high energy, you keep attracting all of that good stuff. Like when you focus on the good gets better. So if you're constantly, you know, feeling like you have to fill up your cup because you're so drained all the time or miserable or unhappy, chances are that you're just going through the motions every day. And for you to actually be in that high vibe state, it takes a lot more out of you and out of life to fill that cup back. So I think that's awesome. Yeah.
Especially being a mom with kids, like if your job is draining you, like there's just nothing left, and kids are super draining too. So it's like, if every aspect of your life is just draining you, that is exhausting.
Yeah, exactly. And something I said it before and I'll say it again, because I think it's really true. Like every time I talk to you or every time you post something, even if there is something negative going on in your life, like like the first thing that comes to mind right now is your sinuses, like
me being sick the last 12 months.
Yes. Like you're dealing with that like all the time. And you're very, I'll get you to share your Instagram in a minute, but you're very open about, you know, what you do and how your life is going and things going on. And you share about struggling with, you know, your sinuses and your health. And despite that, we see you thriving and posting reels and posting videos and sharing on your stories and just saying things like, oh, well, we'll figure it out. Like, you know, just trying on new things. Never, you're like, there's not like an option of just being miserable in your life.
It's, oh my like, God. No. It's so funny because I'll tell you a quick story about this morning. You're right. I'll take a little brag moment here, but you're right. I can't dwell on negativity. And like, yes, for those listening, if you've been following me on Instagram, the last 12 months have been hell with my sinuses, but not even a joke. This morning, I was up all night and I almost messaged you first thing this morning, letting you know I had a bad migraine. I was up every hour of the night last night. I couldn't get out of bed this morning. My husband took the kids to daycare. Like, I was about to just throw my head into a wall. I could not handle myself. Okay. I was so miserable. My head was like,
oh my God,
one of the worst migraine. Like, no, it wasn't my sinuses. It was like my head. Okay. And I laid there in bed. I got out of bed. I tried. I got dressed. I was supposed to bring my cat to the vet. And I said, I can't do this. Like, anyways, canceled the vet, went back to bed. And I thought, I got to message Renee because I just don't know about this podcast tonight. I just don't know. Like, I'm really struggling, like wanting to vomit type of migraine.
Oh.
And I laid there and I went, who lays in their misery? Like, I can't do this. My cat came in. She was snuggling me. And I was like, I can't lay here. I can't lay here. I got a full day ahead of me. What? No. Oh my God. What am I thinking? I literally snapped out of it. I got out of bed. I made a fizz. I was already dressed, made a fizz. I was like, I'm going in the bath. I took a bath. I literally sat in the peace and quiet in the bath with a nice pack on my neck, forehead. And I was like drinking my fizz. And I'm like, I'm not about to have that kind of day. And I got out of the bath. I decluttered my entire house for my cleaning lady. And then I went to run errands. I picked up the kids and I was like, I'm not canceling this podcast. And here I am, like the headache.
I was going to say, you could never tell.
No, I mean, I still feel like a little bit sick, but I was like, I'm not letting this ruin my day. I've got way too much. Like, I'm just going to kick this headache out. And it was like a bad one. My husband was like, go lay down, like go rest. And I was like, I'm going to listen to him. And I laid there for like 5 minutes, swear to God, 5 minutes. And I was like, do people actually lay here in their misery? Like, I can't.
This is like, no. Like, I've been dealing with my stupid sinuses, like with this pregnancy for some reason.
That's when mine started.
Oh, great. Well, I've been dealing with it for the past maybe 2-3 weeks. And I've been like, seriously about to lose my marbles because it is so draining and tiring. And all I could think about was you. I was like, how the F is she doing it? She's been doing this for like the past 12 months. Like, how is she doing it? So it's crazy. And even sometimes I'll message you and I'll be like, I don't know, we'd be talking about something very like just about life or anything like that. And in my mind, it's like, I want to worry about it. And then immediately your response is like turning it to positive, like right away. And I'm like, yes, like, yes, Jenna, like I love this energy. Like, I don't know. It's just a very great way of living life, I think. And I feel like everyone should get a Jenna in their life and feed off of.
We're the same. Like, you need to give yourself credit. Like, I was telling my husband, he's like, so what's this podcast about? I'm like trying to explain it to him. I'm like, it's just all good vibes and positivity. And he's like, you've used vibe a lot this month. I'm like, babe, it's just a vibe. We're just vibing. It's all about being badass woman. He's like, okay. I'm like, yeah, like Renee is just a vibe.
I love it. Well, I guess I'm the vibe for some people and you are my vibe. So here we go.
There you go. Love that.
Oh my God. So love it. So I know we're almost at time, but I still have like a couple questions for you. What's your vision for the next, I don't know, 1 year, 1 to 5 years? Like, where do you see yourself? What's the plan?
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm one that obviously dream big and like has huge vision, in just different aspect. Like obviously, you know, business wise, I have this huge goal of helping so many more people, like same as you, Renee, like so many more people just join this amazing industry, but also their health, their journey. That's non-negotiable. Like I know where I'm going with my business. I'm so excited. Just having this flexibility that I spoke about. There's something in me that's pulling me towards like doing more. We know that once you jump into like network marketing, you see how important it is to diversify your income. Mm-hmm. So there's just been this like fire in me to like, I feel like I have more to give. I don't know if that is like event planning, because I really do thrive and love like planning events. Ooh. Like I've always enjoyed like planning bachelorettes and baby showers and like bachelorettes and stuff like that. Or I'm also very, very in love with the whole spa idea. So I've been like throwing it out there to my husband, because we do have a pretty nice property. So I don't know. I'm not saying it's like in the near future, but it's definitely something that's been on my mind with the whole whole hot therapy, like spa vibe. So that could be in the next, you know, 1 to 5 years. I would say more closer to the 5 years. I definitely have this vision of having a property somewhere warm, because I really do not thrive in the winter time.
Same here. Same here.
Really do not thrive. Like, yeah. Or if I don't have a property, I could see myself like really traveling more often in the winter time. Mm-hmm. With Arbonne, if you guys are like listening or not familiar, there is 2 trips that you can earn every year. And I've earned all of them since I've started Arbonne, and I plan on earning all of them going forward. So that is nice that there is those 2 trips. So mm-hmm. definitely some travel in the big vision, dream big, plans.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, honestly, I'm just super like excited. Like, I'm just like, I want to help more people. I want to just get out there and grow and just, I don't know, live my best life. Honestly, yeah. Like, just have more just memories with my kids, right? Like just family time. And like, I'm finally bringing them on the trip to Mexico. And just,
are you? Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, I'm bringing 2 of them.
Okay.
I'm leaving my littlest one home for this. Okay. One. I'm leaving Elsie home. But yeah, I'm just, I don't know. Like, I feel like lately I've just been really like calm and like collected in my mind in terms of like, it's okay to take time for my family. Like, I'm such a go-getter and I've like, I feel like I'm finally like in such a good groove with everything, and not like being like, everything's going to burn if I don't do it right in this moment. Like,
right.
I'm learning to be present in whatever I'm doing, present with my friends, present with my family, present with my kids, and then present with my team and my clientele. Mm. And like, I'm getting really good at like compartmentalizing, whatever that word is. So
yes.
Yeah, I'm just super excited.
That's a wonderful place to be when you can be calm in the present moment. Like,
yeah,
it's just not like, supposed to be like running and hectic and crazy all the time. So I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. Like being an entrepreneur is very like crazy world and highs and lows, but I'm learning to like navigate the highs and the lows, and just like everything is happening as it's meant to be. And like, we're you guys could see me on the screen, I'm like vibing like right now.
Yeah, but going with the flow.
That's the vibe this year.
Love it. Listen, this was amazing, and I could keep going for hours.
No, it's so fun.
I know, I'm having so much fun. Where can we find you? I think you're most active on Instagram. Are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty active on both. And it's the same for both. So Instagram is Jenna McCorry. Mm-hmm. And for those listening, it sounds like Corey, like Corey, but it's Jenna Macquarie. And same thing as Facebook. I'm pretty active on both. Not yet on TikTok, but that is a goal. We'll get there. Same. I guess I'm on TikTok, but I'm not active on TikTok yet.
Same for me here. And I'll share your Instagram at the bottom of the description under the episode so people can find you. And thank you so much again. This was an absolute pleasure. And I'm really looking forward to have you back maybe in a year or two and see where you're at in your life and yes. hear all about the exciting things.
We could chat about motherhood.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. I'll have so many questions and it's already starting crazy. I love it. So thank you so much for accepting and being here and for sharing all of the good vibes and we'll talk soon.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.